Monsieur le
Président. Thank you, Chair. Chair, my delegation wishes to associate itself with the statement made by the European Union. We would like, however, to add a number of points in our national capacity. Allow me to begin by expressing my heartfelt thanks for the very robust preparatory work that you have done. Rest assured, you can count on my delegation's full support. A number of delegations, including my own, have submitted papers in order to allow us to think about the issues. I wish to introduce our paper. Like that from the Netherlands and the United States, the purpose of this paper is to make a contribution to crafting a conceptual framework that could lead us to working on a definition of laws, focusing on the fundamental characteristics involved, including intentionality. This document, then, is the outcome of discussion involving academia, people from industry, also people from the Defense and Foreign Affairs Ministries in Belgium. Our starting point was a unanimous agreement that at present there are no fully autonomous weapons systems. The document on that basis then sought to identify characteristics that could relate to criteria that could then be applied: autonomy, intentionality with lethal consequences, control, and unpredictability. These being things that should be considered within the framework of working towards a conceptual exercise to define laws. A number of characteristics are referred to in the document. Firstly, total autonomy in the lethal decision-making process. Two, full independence from human intervention at any stage in the ability to identify and select targets with the intent to maim or kill. Three, an unclear or uncertain division of authority between the human agent and the machine in the intentionality with lethal consequence. Four, impossibility to bring laws working in autonomous mode back to remotely controlled mode or to deactivate them. Five, openness or limited knowledge of the entirety or only one of potential behaviors of laws. And lastly, laws' ability to redefine by themselves the criteria according to which they would operate. The document emphasizes that the difference between laws and non-autonomous weapons systems is a difference of nature and not of degree. For non-autonomous weapons systems, including automated weapons, the human being is the only one who takes the final decision as to whether or not at a given time to unleash lethal force. There is no other decision-making body between that decision and its effect. For laws, on the other hand, human intervention would not be involved in the final decision to unleash lethal power, or it might be involved alongside other bodies, artificial intelligence-based bodies, upon which the responsibility for the final decision for lethality would repose. Future characterization of laws, then, must focus on the methods and means of future or emerging warfare and exclude automated or partially automated weapon systems that exist already and that are already, then, in compliance with international law. We should also remain attentive as to the dual use of robotic technology linked to artificial intelligence. Future characterization of laws should ensure that we do not restrict the development and the use of such technology for civilian purposes. The possible introduction of laws as a method or a means of warfare is something that clearly could not fit in to the current normative framework that we have. This is a framework provided by international law, in particular by IHL and International Law on Human Rights. And in accordance with that today, the human agent always remains responsible for the choice of the means and methods of warfare. On that point, we must emphasize the importance of assessing the lawfulness of any new form of weapon in accordance with Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1. My country supports universalization application of Article 36, we are in favour of the sharing of information and good practice when conducting assessments of lawfulness, as is emphasised in the paper submitted by Switzerland and the Netherlands. Lastly, the Belgian paper also touches on a number of other aspects relating to operational and technical matters connected with possible use of laws. On all of these elements, the work to be done this week by the GGG should make it possible for us to explore avenues that can lead to concrete operational follow-up. This has to be both realistic and ambitious. Initially, it might take the form of a political declaration, as referred to within the French and German paper. Such a political declaration at a future stage could further evolve towards identification of best practices or the elaboration of a code of conduct. Chair, I'm already looking forward to the discussion we're going to have this week. I believe that this discussion could, I very much hope, assist us in moving towards such